This sixth trade policy review of Norway has provided an excellent opportunity for all of us to appraise Norway's trade policies and practices and how they have evolved since 2008. I thank Deputy Director General Mr. Dagfinn Sørli, Ambassador Elin Ostivo Johansen, and the other members of Norway's team for their transparency and forthcoming attitude. I would also like to thank the discussant, His Excellency Mr. Jonov Frederik Aga, and members of the TPRB for their contributions. In the course of the review, members commended Norway for its effective handling of the impact of the global financial crisis on the domestic economy, achieved with a swift and resolute fiscal stimulus and without recourse to protectionist policies. Norway remains one of the world's most prosperous nations, and accumulated reserves put Norway in a favorable position in meeting future challenges and fending off future shocks. Members reiterated their appreciation for Norway's long-standing participation in the WTO and its consistent commitment to a strong and effective multilateral trading system. Many members highlighted a full range of areas where they work closely with Norway to move the Doha development agenda forward. Members also paid tribute to Norway's action plan for trade-related development assistance and its generous donations to Aid for Trade. Reform of the GSP system to benefit poorer partners and Norway's experience with such reform were the subject of considerable interest. Norway was also commended for refraining from the use of trade remedy measures in international trade. Norway is closely linked to the EU through the European Economic Area, a framework which is now almost 20 years old. Norway is also expanding a considerable network of free trade agreements, primarily in cooperation with its EFTA partners. Members acknowledged that Norway's trade regime is generally open and liberal. The exception continues to be agriculture, where Norway's level of support remains high and is accompanied by considerable border protection and extensive market intervention. The benefits of agricultural reform have been highlighted in previous trade policy reviews of Norway. The same arguments remain today. During these 2 days, Norway has confirmed that unilateral import liberalization and major agrarian reform is not on the domestic political agenda. Nevertheless, in relation to agriculture, it is worth highlighting some points that have emerged in our discussions. And let me say, Mr. Deputy Director General, that we've taken careful note of your comments in this regard this morning. Agriculture production and trade. Norway was once again encouraged to increase the market orientation of its agricultural production. Members have noted Norway's ambitions to increase production, focusing on the home market. Productivity gains can make a positive contribution, but trade should not be overlooked as a powerful tool in forward-looking policies to foster innovation, wider consumer choice, and in turn, further gains to productivity. Predictability. Norway has a considerable bindings overhang in agriculture, with added flexibility resulting from its dual-specific and ad valorem bindings. Norway's use of this flexibility reduces other members' predictable access to Norway's market. Temporary market opening, implemented on short notice, limits the scope for reliable potential suppliers to satisfy consumer demand. Potential for increased trade. Several members have stated that flourishing bilateral trade is nevertheless not living up to its true potential. increased access to Norway's agricultural market may stimulate further trade in products and services where Norway has a distinct comparative advantage. SPS. Questions were raised about the scientific justification for some specific measures, including the treatment of GMOs. Some members highlighted the importance of science-based regulations to support agricultural innovation and functioning trade in agricultural products. Beyond agriculture, some other issues also merit attention and further reflection. And here again, Mr. Deputy Director General, we've taken note of your comments this morning. Technical barriers to trade. Some delegations have noted that Norway only notifies to the WTO technical regulations that are purely national and differ from those applied elsewhere in the EEA. Norway was encouraged to develop national technical regulations only to the extent necessary, avoiding the creation of unnecessary obstacles to trade flows. Services. Current access is liberal, but not fully reflected in Norway's multilateral commitments. Given the chance, foreign suppliers, also outside the EEA, may add further welfare gains to the Norwegian economy. State ownership. Opinions differ somewhat among the membership regarding Norway's model for state ownership. While some members may see merit in state engagement in successful industrial development, other members remain concerned about possible trade effects of state ownership, separation of roles, efficiency considerations, competition in a level playing field, and the continuous challenge to ensure proper corporate governance. This successfully concludes our sixth review of Norway. The many advanced questions and interventions by members indicate the important role of Norway in the multilateral trading system. Norway's active engagement and economic success is an inspiration for its many friends and partners. We wish Norway continued success in its future economic and social development and hope that the reflections of these 2 days will help to shape its trade policies towards achieving its highest goals and aspirations. Thank you very much.